When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
We haven't addressed the holidays at all. I almost died. Again! I swear to God.
Oh my God, this is what, the fourth time this year? Oh my God, you're like Bette Midler. If you're going to take me now.
I know.
2006.
I know. It was family dynamics, and I almost died. But before I get to that story, I'm serious, by the way. I almost died. Before I tell that story, I'd like to hear how everyone else went, did, survived, fared. You're all still standing.
Yes.
I drank a lot. Mm. But that's what it is going home to see my family.
Really?
A lot of alcohol.
Y'all do intense, a little sledding and then
intense stuff going on there, boy.
Yes, and then when the kids have hot chocolate, I have spiked hot chocolate. That's how we get through
the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you snowed in? Was the cabin snowed in? Do you live in a cabin in Montana?
We actually have a house, but after the 2 feet of snow, we couldn't travel for a good day because the roads couldn't get plowed.
Now, dude, we're in the middle of working. We're in the middle of just sitting there. It's a weekday, right? Scooter here answers her phone. And,
Scooter.
You know, I tend to ignore her as much as I possibly can. And all of a sudden, I hear Scooter saying, wait, wait, Mom, hold on. And I'm like, uh-oh. At first, she's talking to her dad, and then she's like, okay, Dad, wait a sec. Okay. And wait. Okay. And then her mom gets on the phone. Nook, tears start streaming down Scooter's face. I'm like, oh, shit. Now I have to be nice to it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Right?
Change gears.
Right. And I'm like, this is so annoying. I have to let it go home from work. And I have to be nice to it because something's wrong. So next thing I know, Scooter's like, it's going to be okay. What's going on? Something, 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 blah, 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 blah. They lit Scooter up like a Christmas tree for 5 minutes, which doesn't seem like a long time, but 5 minutes is a really long time, right? So she hangs up the phone. I'm like, okay, what's the matter? And she's like, my mom and something with her heart and something with the walls of her heart. And I'm like, okay, if you need to, just go home, deal with it, you know,
yeah.
Don't worry about it and go home. So Scooter then gets a phone call from her sister saying this is so much worse than we ever imagined.
Oh, my God.
And
no, it was more of a she was saying that she's telling mom to calm down. And she was telling mom that it's not that bad, but it's a lot worse than we're telling mom. And I was like, oh, great. This is awesome.
Right. So Nicole's like, do I come home? Tell me what to do. Sure. Then they go dark on her. Turns out that her mother is perfectly fine. Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
And I was like, that, Nicole, is some really evil, dark crap. Like, you're in the middle of a Wednesday morning or whatever, and there's this insane fire drill that your mother might be dying. And like, I was
who
like,
who did that? You're just your sister?
Whole shebang,
no, it was my mom and dad. They're the generation where they feel like they have to tell them everything before they know anything that's happening. And I'd be fine if I was there to go to the doctor with her or if she needed something. But like, what am I supposed to do from California and you're way back in Montana? It's like, do you want me to fly home tonight? Because that's the kind of thing you tell me. You don't say, hey, something's really wrong. I need to do a test, and then I'll let you know if I'm dying.
God, people do that.
Because that's like saying,
it's family dynamics,
man. I was
supposed
to start my period yesterday. I'm pretty sure it's a boy.
That's the family dynamics. And I said to Nicole, I was like, this says so much about you. Like, A, why she can probably tolerate the job that she has. But B, I was like, that's intense, man. Like, in the middle of your day, like, to call you with this and dump this on your plate, A, when there's nothing you can do, instead of going through the whole thing and being like, okay, we had this test and here are the results. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I was like, that's gnarly. And that's...
And the thing is, it's like, I get my mom being upset because, she's got anxiety issues anyway. I get my dad being upset because he is now, based off of what he's heard from the doctor and now my mom freaking out, may lose his best friend. But my sister, who is a like surgical nurse, to just escalate the situation without actually knowing what's going on.
Here's the lesson for the new year. Ready? Don't put yourself in that position. That's what I've been saying to all my friends. Another friend of mine was telling me, my friend Cynthia was telling me how she had taken this job. And Manus, I'm trying to work here. What are you doing?
I know they're like passing.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Nicole, Nicole's mic's a little hot. It's peaking.
See, that's an HO, and I was got it.
Okay. Sorry. Well, all right. We're trying to.
I know.
Okay. It's
sorry.
A whole.
No big deal.
And
we're just, you know.
It's really Nicole's fault for.
You know,
yelling
it's always my fault.
Well, now I gotta
peaking.
Turn it down
I'm
again.
Sorry, it's peaking.
Is it? It's not on here.
Really? Okay.
Nicole, go for it.
Well, maybe it's just those really good headphones that you have now.
It could be those headphones.
No,
yeah.
She's good.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Excellent. Can we go back to work or?
Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
we'll
I have a squeaky voice.
Jim's just being an attentive producer.
Once. Yeah, Happy New Year. Did I mention that we didn't even...
Okay, no, let's go back. We were...
Don't edit this out.
No, I'm going
to No, you're going to try to edit this. I know you're going to try to edit this out. Don't even dare. And then I'm going to be like, where's my shit show segment?
All right.
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Nicole going through a traumatic experience at home.
Yeah.
But no one cares.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. And not only that, I think I can one-up you.
Okay. Let's
hear
it.
Yeah. Did I tell you I almost died?
Yes. We started this conversation that way. And
listen to this.
Yes. Okay.
So, all right. Heidi's parents are the kind of people that, like, you know, those people that can kind of do anything. Something breaks and they can fix it. Or like her dad used to
MacGyver.
Her dad was like that guy, and he never made more than $50,000 a year his entire life, but managed to like buy these little rentals in Pennsylvania and like do all the work on them himself and like rent them out. And you know, he managed to like, they're not wealthy by any means, but he managed to, you know, put some money away, and they're, you know, he's that kind of guy. Like, he can do anything. Mm-hmm. Or he, you know. Now, mind you, he's 77, right? And we are redoing our kitchen. So my stepmother, who's obviously no longer married to my dad, but has been helping me with it. She's a designer, and she's like, okay, we're going to put the new countertops in, the backsplash in, or whatever, and I need you to take the stove out so that they can do that. So we've got this, you know, it's the one, this house... As I mentioned, beautiful property. I don't mean to seem ungrateful. Not the best looking house in the world, but it came with this crazy Thermador stove. That's like the state of the art. I don't know why. Everything in that house is old, rusted, falling apart, dilapidated. Looks like, you know, Mr. Roper's apartment circa 1970, but it's got this crazy stove in there, right? She's like, I need you to take it out. We're going to start 2 days after Christmas. Well, Cody, the chosen one.
Yes.
My favorite assistant. Is on vacation, and he's the one that like normally deals with all this stuff. So Heidi's like, oh, my parents can do this, no problem.
Oh no.
Oh Janice.
Oh, no. Just that sentence. You know what? We could end the segment right
you
there.
You have no idea.
Sorry.
what's about to go down. So they come over, they're there for Christmas, they see the stove, they cook on the stove, and they're like, oh yeah, we can do this, no problem. Now, let me go over for you. It's a 48-inch commercial Thermador stove with a backsplash, okay, that has a water thing coming out of it, like the pan pot filler thing, a water pipe coming out of the backsplash. And it's, you know, it's a big, okay. So they come over 2 days later, and they start trying to pull the stove out, right? And I'm like,
wait a minute, it's Heidi's parents.
Yeah, 77 and like 70.
Joyce
and Fred.
And Fred are gonna pull, are doing this. Okay, I gotta sit down.
Yeah.
I gotta get my stove.
Yeah. So I say to Heidi, right? So here's dysfunctional family moment number one. I'm like, are you sure, baby? Because they always do this.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
They always do this stuff. And she's like, no, it makes them feel good. It makes them feel good, and they can do this stuff for us. And I'm like, you know, and she's like, no, they move furniture all the time, right? So then her parents are like, oh, yeah, of course we can do it. We can do it, because they don't want to say anything other than we can do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I guess they can do it. I mean, I've seen them do other stuff. I'm like, I guess they can do it. So they come over and they start yanking and yanking and yanking on it, and it won't move. And I'm like, I don't know, guys. I'm like, it doesn't seem... It doesn't seem to want to move. Maybe we need to undo that water pipe attached to the backsplash, attached to the wall. Ah, bah, 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 bah. It's on a flex hose. We're gonna pull it out. I think it's under the floorboard. Get me a crowbar. We get a crowbar.
Oh, Jill.
Okay. They're like, I think it's under the floorboard, the bottom of the stove. Bah, 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 bah. Pop the stove up again. Okay, not on the floorboard. Okay, yank, yank, yank. Her dad flips on the water. And the pot thing, right? Water pours. And I'm trying to, like, get to it to turn it off, but they're like, rah, 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 rah. Oh, right. And I'm like, wait, no, there's two not. Okay. We finally get it off. Okay. Now, the backsplash is bent to hell because the back of the stove is still attached to the wall.
Don't tell me you're under the stove. Please don't tell me.
No. It starts humming. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like... And I go, you know, do you think that's the electric? Mind you, I've learned so much, like why we didn't turn off the water, the electricity, and the gas before we began this little adventure.
We didn't do the gas either. Oh, no. Oh,
and they go, no, gas stove. It's a gas stove. Well, it turns out it's what's called a dual, which means it's gas and electric. I don't cook either. So Fred's now trying to pry the back. He's trying to rip the faucet out of, and he's like, if I could just pry this backsplash off. And he's trying to, with a screwdriver now, trying to pry the back of the backsplash off the stove, right? And I'm like, Fred, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh my God.
Heidi's mom is going, Heidi's outside with the kids. So my dog, Duke, he's standing there next to me. Richard, he's asleep in the bed. The parrot's in her cage, right? You know, we have ducks and chickens. They're in the backyard. And Joyce, Heidi's mom, goes, you know.
I never heard a sound like that before.
Yeah. And Fred goes, we're going to find out what it is sooner or later. The next thing I know, it catches on fire. Now, as I've said, I don't know anything about this at the right. So I'm like, oh my God, it looks like electricity in the stove, like lightning and smoke. So I now I'm like, run! Because I think it's going to explode. It's attached to a gas line. Why it didn't trip the breaker, I still don't know. So I'm like, oh my God, run! And I'm expecting like a scene from a Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie where the stove goes, you know, Lethal Weapon at the end, where like the thing blows up and like bodies fly everywhere. I grab two of the dogs. I grab the bird. I get the beta fish. I go running into the yard. I go, run out of the yard. running to the front. I'm looking at Audie. I'm like, turn it up! Turn it up! And she's like, turn what up? Turn what up? I'm like, the power! Turn off the power! Somebody get the gas line! Cody's not there. I don't know where any of this stuff is, right? This is what Cody does. So Heidi's like flipping every breaker, trying to, right? She gets the power off. The house is filled with smoke and this like black tar stuff. We turn off the gas, the water, and the electricity. It's now about 4 o'clock. My assistant, Cody, the chosen one, is on his first vacation ever. Like, he just does not take a vacation, right? He just does not. And he's like, I guess I could take a few days. You know, my family is in town. It's Monday. It's day one of his vacation. I call. I'm like, honey? I'm like, how, can you, and to make a long story short, Cody's like, I'm coming out there. I'm coming out there right now. So here's the thing. And Cody goes, Jill, I don't know how you didn't die. Like, I'm surprised you didn't get electrocuted. He's like, this thing packs a massive charge. You had an electrical fire. And the thing, the best part though is, this is my favorite moment of the day though. As I'm screaming for like my mother-in-law, my father-in-law to get out of the house, and I'm grabbing all the pets and I go running from the yard to the driveway, the ducks and the chickens somehow sense the danger. And they're like, quack, 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 quack. And they're falling. See, I throw myself over Lou by the koi pond. I'm like, get down, get down. I tackle her to the ground. I mean, and what I realize, it's like, so when all's said and done, you know, her parents, like, her dad's getting older, man. He doesn't, you know, and they didn't want to say, like, we don't think we can do this.
But that was going to say, there's many lessons in this story.
Yes.
And one of the first ones is boomers will never say they can't do something.
Oh, my God.
And Heidi's dad is right in the, you know, the top end of the boomers.
Oh, boy.
And they will never say, I don't know. So if you got a boomer helping you with something,
oh my God,
I don't know, have backup. But know where your shutoffs are. I mean,
oh, that's what I said. I'm like, okay, now I want to know where my water, the gas. I want to know how to turn it off. I know to turn everything off before you do anything, because like I just didn't know. And when I said like, don't we need to undo this faucet or whatever? No, it's on a flex hose.
Yeah, see. That's...
And it's like, okay, first of all, we should have turned everything off before you dumped a gallon of water on the top of the electric end.
I know. What a nightmare.
The thing is, though, I felt terrible because they're trying to help.
Yeah.
They felt terrible because it just cost us $15,000. It's not covered by insurance.
Oof.
And it's like... okay, you know what I mean? And we have no power. It's nighttime. Thank God Cody came out, and I was like, I don't even know what to say to you. Like, there's not enough money in the world. There's not enough appreciation. Like, he came out, because I was like, I don't even know who to call. The gas, an electrician, a plumber. Like, I don't even know where to begin. And I mean... but it's the family, it's that family dynamic of like, nobody wants to tell the truth of like, we don't think we can do it, or we don't want to let you down.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, and then the universe is like, oh, you don't want to let them down. Here you go. You just cost them $15,000. And then they're like, oh, we think it's just the igniter. And then Heidi and I had a fight because I'm like, it's okay. You know, it's okay. And she's like, I think we can repair it. I'm like, baby, the whole thing caught... the whole inside.
Yeah. It's done.
It stinks. It burned to hell. Like, I don't trust it in the house ever again. Like, I don't want to, you know, and she just was like, well, I'm like, why won't you listen to me? Listen to me. I just want a new stove. And then she starts crying and she's like, I'm just trying to help you because I feel so bad. And I'm like, it's not your fault. And she's like, but I feel bad. And I was like,
but
wow.
But look at the domino effect.
Yes. Yes.
Look at all the stuff it brought up in her.
And I'm like, you don't listen to me. You don't listen to me. And here she is being like, I'm just trying to take care of you. I'm just trying to take care of you. Because I said, like, are you sure they can do this? Yes.
Yeah. But that's how she was raised.
Right. And then, right? And so she's like trying to save me trouble and trying to help me and get it done. And her parents are trying to save us trouble and get it done. And then I'm like, you didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to me because that's my thing. And then I'm like, all right, I'm not mad. It's okay. It's okay. We've all learned some great lessons, but I want a new stove. Like, this is destroyed. It's wretched from all hell. It's bent, bended, broken, caught on fire. Like, I want to start over. I don't want this in the house. I don't want any of this memory in the house. Because I really did think, I was like, oh my God, it's going to explode. It's like fascinating to me. And I realized, like, what family dynamics do people have? Like, how far does that stuff go? Like, we should have died. I should have been electrocuted. I was on the stove.
But that's, you know, that happens, I think, a lot in I can do it. I can do it. And you're right. In being truthful, nobody is truthful.
No. And why do we even say I can do it? It's like, I'll be the hero.
I guess that's part of it.
I mean, oh my God. Does anybody else have any, like, dysfunctional family stories? Because that is some serious, like, instead of them being like, sweetheart, we're 77 and 70 years old. We are completely incapable. We don't even know that this is a dueling stove. We, you know.
My grandpa's just as, you know, adamant about being able to do things himself, which he can't even really drive himself anymore.
No, we're getting to that point. Mm-hmm. I said to Heidi, I pulled her aside. I'm like, listen to me. I'm concerned. Concerned. We need to have the talk, you know, with your parents. Either you're going to do it or I'm going to do it. But, you know, we need to listen more carefully. You know, we need to let them know that they're valued without having to do these things for us. You know, maybe we need to have conversations about the driving, because Heidi's sister said dad almost killed us at night, pulled it right out in front of a semi. And Heather's like, I thought for sure we were dead. And it's that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and those conversations, I mean, that's, I remember the day when we had to take my dad's keys. And that's a big conversation. It's a very, very hard conversation, because there goes their independence. Like that, all that independence is wrapped up in that vehicle. But if you are going to have that conversation, have a list of things they can do.
Well,
because if you just take the keys
there
away,
yet, but no, they're getting there fast.
And I think there's a lot of people having to deal with the key, the taking away the car. It's huge.
I said to Heidi, because her sister was like, "It's really scary. It's really scary." And they're saying it's at night, and I was like, "Babe."
Yeah.
And I think I just was wanting to kind of say to people, like, whatever these family dynamics are, like, Nicole, don't buy presents anymore. Don't do things where you feel you're getting, you know, don't engage. If you already know that you're, you know, like, I said, babe, just. So then they wanted to paint our cabinets. And I said, baby, please no. And she's like, we can handle it. You know, and I was like, oh, okay.
Well, okay. Here's the many lessons.
Yeah.
Know where your shutoffs are.
Yeah,
gas,
no,
water,
you're
power,
absolutely
all
right.
That.
Yep.
Don't do renos during the holiday season. Family around. Don't start a reno job.
Well, that started with a leak in my son's bathroom and turned into a renovation. That's a different story.
And call the B-man to do the stuff. You should have called the B-man.
Vadim, that's another story. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
Did you ever see that movie Sideways?
Yes, 100 years ago, where you go through the doors. Oh, no.
No,
sorry.
That's Sliding
that's
Doors.
Sliding Doors. Sideways is the wine one, right?
Yeah, totally different.
Yes, I have seen it. It was kind of, I found it kind of disturbing. I found it not a happy film.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I just didn't. Maybe it was the booze culture.
It
know.
Ends good.
I can't remember how it ends. I know I love Sandra Oh.
Well, there was this great moment, right? Where he has this incredible bottle of wine. Do you remember this? He's been saving it for the right moment. And then he ends up popping it open at McDonald's and drinking it out of a paper cup. And I remember thinking, wow, okay. Because that moment, I don't know, just didn't come. And I have all of these bottles of wine that I've collected over the years. From trips here, trips there. I have bottles from when Bob and I first went to Australia 12 years ago.
Oh my
There's
God.
One called the Penfolds Grange. It's like a 96 now. There's another one called the Henschke Hill of Grace. These were like $1,000 bottles of wine at the time, right? I still have them. And I was like, when this moment in my life happens, that's when I'll open this bottle. When I win an Emmy. Nope. When my... No, I'm serious. When I get a Marconi. Nope. When I... let's see. When my own self-purpose television show gets picked up, nope. When I get my own daytime show, nope. And I have all of these bottles that have been designated for these goal moments that have never come to pass. So I finally, over the holidays.
You got hammered.
Because I was like, all right, in the new year, I'm doing my sober thing again. Cleaning it. You know, I like to do my little no drinking thing.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, okay. And I looked at all these bottles that I've shuttled from through every single move, right? From this house to that house to that house to this house to that place to that house to this house. Who knows if they're even good anymore? And I was like, that's it. And I just took them all out. You know, because usually like, oh, okay, this $30 bottle is good. Not all of them, but I took out like five of them and just opened them. Yeah. And I realized...
And that's the end of the story.
Here's and I don't remember.
And I don't remember. Yeah, no, it was for Christmas, though. And I thought to myself, like, I realized that there wasn't, you know, I think I was missing the point that just opening the wine itself was a moment. Just that bottle of wine is a special moment. Just a Christmas dinner with family and friends is a special moment. And it's like, I kept waiting for these moments and missing ones that could have been created right then and there. Does that?
Yes. Yes. How do you define? Yeah. How do you? Like the moments can change. I think you know what I mean? Like the
open the bottle. There is no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I realized in that moment, I was like, it's just special to open it. It's just a dinner with friends. Oh, we're just watching Walking Dead together, you know, over pizza. Oh, that's a $30 bottle. Meanwhile, I have probably 100 nice bottles of wine and have forever.
That's so interesting.
You sitting said. There.
I think people are having, I think the end of 2016, I think people are just because a whole bunch of people died. And I know that they were famous people, but I mean, I lost some friends over the holiday too. Ugh. Some older people, but still.
God.
And I think there's a shift that don't save the damn wine.
No,
stop
exactly.
saving. And I don't know. I feel a shift amongst people.
Dude, waiting to be good enough. Waiting for the moment of success. Waiting to finally cross the finish line. Waiting to, and you know, I'm the queen of like, oh no, now. But it was a reward thing. It wasn't an action thing. And I didn't see how I'd been doing that. I was like, no. This is for something special. Yeah. And nothing was ever special enough.
Or for you at that time. Itself, but yeah. Your standards are so high. You set your standards so high.
But I missed all those opportunities.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
And then it'd be like, oh no, I can't buy another bottle of wine. We have too many bottles of wine. Oh no, we don't have room for it. And it's like, I just opened the... And you know what else happened is that people... Forgive me, you probably have to crack this, but the big thing, at least I see with millennials, is zero fucks given. I give zero fucks. I give no fucks. And I swear to God, you guys, with the no fucks given. And
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, my God.
Jake and Nicole are laughing.
Zero fucks given.
Sometimes I keep one just in case, but.
You got it. And the thing is, it always would infuriate me, right? Because I'm like, that's the problem is that you guys don't care or whatever. I've gotten to a point, I finally discover what that really means. I told my shrink, I'm like, I am done. I always thought, right, when I got to a point where I had the F you money, that like you're just impenetrable. Nothing can take you down financially. Then I will, you know, this election really disturbed me. So this is a perfect example, but I had the same moments in business. So for example, so many celebrities did not say anything. Some did, but many didn't. Like I looked at the landscape of the people that I know and I respect and I admire and they said nothing. Where were these huge women and men, like Pink, Chrissy Teigen, Lady Gaga,
Illuminati,
right? J&B, you know, and no one said anything. They're like, oh no, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to piss off anybody. I don't want to mess up my popularity score. I don't want to.
Are you pissing off? I mean,
I pissed off a lot of people.
Yes, you did.
I pissed off, yes, you did. And they're like, I'm unfriending you. And you know what? I was like, I couldn't care less. I'm not buying your stuff. And I was like, don't care. And you know what? I mean, I was like, I don't care. I don't care if you don't buy my product. I don't care if I don't have that much money. I don't care anymore. I don't, and I realize it's because it's not about zero f**ks given. It's because you actually care so much that you won't compromise yourself anymore. And we had this one business partner. Did I talk about this one? That, yeah, I did. That was attacking Nicole, and I ripped him a new.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And I was like, I'm done. I'm done with, you know, the diplomacy. I'm done with the jerks in Hollywood. You're all scumbags. Every single one, like scumbags. Like, steal your ideas, try to destroy your career so they can promote their own brand. Like, say sexist, homophobic, racist things straight to your face. I had the president of alternative programming at NBC tell me that Bob Harper is gay and has no family and kids, and he's made enough money. Still the president of alternative programming. Oh. Yeah, scum of the earth, this guy. I mean, literally. And it's like, I've gotten to the point, I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. Life is too short for this. It is. And I think it's not zero fucks given. It's that you are no longer willing to compromise your beliefs and your integrity and your values under any circumstance because you care that much. And that's how I feel, man. Celebrate every moment. Open that bottle of wine. Go on that vacation. Wear that bathing suit in the ocean if you're not at your goal weight. Buy the skinny pair of jeans and let the muffin top flow. Who cares? Dr. Seuss, what is it? The people that mind don't matter. And the people that matter don't mind.
Yeah.
Plus, no, all of that is so much more fun with a bottle of wine. Well, so open the wine.
Nicole's sober for this month, too.
I know,
I've sobered
it's so
her up.
Hard.
Manis, I got another snappy for you.
Yes, yes, I'm prepared.
Food companies are starting to promote functional foods. It's a new thing that I was just reading about because I've actually never heard that term before, I think on Spark People. And so they're saying eggs fortified with omega-3s. So they're claiming you can get your daily supply of omega-3s from their eggs instead of eating salmon. So then they'll say like Heartwise orange juice. So they're saying the functional ingredient of this is 1 gram of plant sterols per 8 ounces of juice. And they're saying this is really dangerous because, you know, are they deceiving you to try to get you to buy their product? Because the truth
is, don't you think? I mean,
well, yeah, of course. But so they gave this a list. I actually thought this was really interesting. Activa yogurt by Dannon. So they're saying the functional ingredient of this yogurt is the bacteria Bifidium regularis. But there's no research showing that Activa helps people who are bloated or irregular. And it goes on and on and on with this kind of stuff, right? So, you know, look, good food is good food, but foods that make these kinds of promises or that have been tweaked or fortified are usually bunkola. But here's what they say. Questions to ask yourself when considering a functional food or a food that makes this kind of a claim. What's the functional ingredient? Is it a naturally, is it naturally available in the food or is it added? Because you want it to be naturally available.
How can you tell that?
They'll say, like, so this plant sterol thing that they add to the orange juice, that's added, Manis. They added it in.
So, but don't, to me, if I see, this is
fortified.
Functional.
That's added in.
Fortified is.
How do you even add that into an egg? The eggs are fed a diet of marine algae.
They stick it in the chicken's ass just before they.
I wonder if that is technically a better egg because what you feed your chickens. This is something I had to ask.
That makes sense.
It says these eggs may actually contribute to your omega-3 intake, but they don't give you enough to make up for, you know, just think you're done there.
And a chicken who gets to run around is going to squawk out a much healthier egg. Remember Ginger?
Our chickens, though, you know what they end up doing? They end up finding the bird seed. It's been a... Oh,
what do you mean?
Guess what I got for Christmas?
A chicken?
No, I have chickens. Okay. Well,
peacock.
No, she wouldn't let me get a peacock because she says they
peacocks
scream.
They can be
loud. She wouldn't let me get a peacock. I asked for a peacock and she said no. I got a Salcata tortoise. His name's Miguel. He's 70 pounds.
And he's going to outlive everybody here.
I know.
They live forever.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
A family had him in their yard, and they can't care for him anymore, and they're moving to a place without a yard, so they needed to find a home for him.
And his name is Miguel?
I'm naming
Yeah, but what's his name now? You can't just change names on a 70-year-old. They've had him for 70 years?
He's 70 pounds.
Oh, 70 pounds. I thought he was 70 years old.
Hold on.
They live till they're like 400, don't they?
Hold on.
That's the same as bonsai.
We're having an inspection. They're coming to inspect the property.
Oh, is that why you put that on the calendar?
I didn't put that on the calendar.
There's something that says about a tortoise meeting, and I'm like, what the hell is she doing while I'm gone?
Hello?
Hello?
Honey, what's Miguel's first name?
Miguel?
My turtle. No, my tortoise.
Oh, I thought you meant the singer.
No.
What?
Wait, what? I'm asking a question.
What's the name of the tortoise, the sulcata, my present?
Oh, what kind is it?
No! What's his name?
I don't remember.
Oh,
you got his name, she said. What's his name, Phoenix? Do you remember?
Nope.
No.
Well, we're back at Costco.
You
bye.
Did you say bye?
Because I forgot. Something.
No, mommy's what? Back at Costco.
Buddy, why is mommy at Costco again?
We're not. We're at Air One.
Oh, you're at Air One, dude.
I forgot your cave shake. And did you want cinnamon butter?
Yeah, I want that cinnamon butter. But wait, honey.
Where do you get the cinnamon butter?
It's so good, man. It's grass-fed cinnamon butter. What's that brand?
Mm.
You probably can't get it where you live.
Butter Barn or something like that.
Honey, how old is my turtle? Tortoise. I have a turtle, too. Named
they
Elmer.
Didn't know. They thought maybe he was like 7 or 8.
He's young.
He's only 7 or 8.
Good God.
And he's 70 pounds?
They can be 200 pounds.
Good sweet Lord. And
it's
Heidi.
The third largest land tortoise.
Heidi, and they live till they're like 200, don't they?
How long do they live to be?
Yeah.
I think like 100.
Jillian, how are you? What are you going to do? You're not going to be a.
I already talked to Phoenix about it. Buddy, are you going to take care of Miguel?
Me?
Yeah, you. When mommy and I die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank
I'll
you, sweet.
Take him in a cage tour. I'm gonna live.
What did he say?
He said I'll take him in a cage tour. I'm gonna live.
Oh, you know what else I'm getting? Because I was supposed to get a rabbit. Phoenix, what were we gonna name our rabbit?
Philip.
We were gonna name our rabbit Philip after a screwdriver, but then what happened was, we went to meet the rabbit lady, and you know that there's like 1,000 ways to kill a rabbit. It's really upsetting. Yeah, right, buddy. They can get too cold, they can get too hot, they can't get wet, they can get poop in their fur and then get maggot strike. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible, man.
Are you sure you want to get a rabbit?
So I don't think we're going to do the rabbit thing because I just don't feel like killing anything this year. So now I think we might rescue a sugar glider too.
What's a sugar glider?
Honey, what's a sugar glider?
It's a little tiny marsupial thing. It kind of looks like a little rat, but it's not a rat. It's a marsupial.
It's a marsupial.
No, but you have rattlesnakes on your property. Don't you have to be careful of that?
No, they live with you.
Oh, with you.
They're only 6 inches when they're full grown.
Yeah.
You know, that Miguel's going to roll over. There goes the marsupial.
A hairy back.
So, who has a hairy back?
No, he said I want the one in the back.
Oh my God, so many of them came out.
Buddy, do you think Manus has a hairy back?
Oh my God.
It's a hairy Popeye.
You have a hairy Popeye.
Wow. Okay.
You think so, bud?
Yeah.
No.
And I know what the Popeye is.
Yeah.
A hairy butt.
And a hairy butt.
Wow. Okay.
You might want to
good boy. All right, buddy. I love you. Bud. Okay. Bye, sweetie. How did I get on this anyway? A turtle? Okay. I was giving you tips.
Wow.
What's the functional ingredient?
It's fun to go to Mars and back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, we are talking to Megan now, and she is calling from Northern Canada, where it's very cold. Anyway, Megan, this is Jillian.
Hey, bud, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling. This is awesome.
Oh, God, no, thanks for talking to us, you poor
cold thing.
Sucker. Yeah, talking to Manus and I is always, you're running a high risk, but that's okay. What's going on?
Well, I guess it's a question that I've never heard on the show before is what to do when you really don't have access to food. I don't have a choice when I'm in camp of what gets served to me every day, what's on the salad bar. There's not options that are clean.
Okay.
Basically.
So the first thing is, can you bring your own food?
I can bring whatever I can put in my suitcase. Of course, I don't have a fridge in my room, so that limits me as well.
So wait, I'm so sorry. I'm slightly confused. When you say suitcase, like, what's the situation again?
Like, I fly to work.
Oh, you
fly? And I stay for a couple weeks at a time, and then
Oh.
And it's a remote. So you're, like, really remote, right? Like, remote area.
Oh, okay. So that's not an option. And can you get packages there or no?
No.
Wow. All right.
Oh, you're really remote. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you so you can't ship stuff ahead of time to yourself either?
No. So, like, for instance, I flew up yesterday, and my suitcase was packed with, natural peanut butter, raw almonds, oatmeal. I have protein powder and, greens powder. But, I mean, it's pretty limited what I can bring.
I got it. All right, buddy. So what kind of food are you looking at there?
Well, I like to say it's salty and beige, mostly.
Oh, God, girl. Jeez, oh, okay. Okay.
So there's like, a tray of raw vegetables. I mean, it's not like they're organic or anything. And for dinner, there's usually a couple of vegetables, and they're mostly overcooked and usually quite salty as well. So it's just a matter of, I know, like the saying goes, you can't out-train a bad diet, right? So what is a person?
That's not true.
Like
that's not true. Hold on.
Oh.
So think of it like this. All right. The first thing that is weight gain, I'm not talking about health. I'm talking about weight gain / weight maintenance / weight loss, is still always going to be an energy equation, which means calories in, calories out. I'm not talking about metabolism optimization. I'm not talking about immunity. I'm not talking about fighting disease. I'm talking about fat, gaining weight, storing energy.
Okay.
So if we don't eat too many calories, you will not get bigger. Yes, the quality of your food will make a big difference over a period of time with regard to your overall health, your overall immunity, your aging process, and so on. But this is where you go, all right, first, if I control the calories of how much I eat, I won't get bigger, right? Exercise will allow you to burn off more calories. But what they're saying by you can't out-train a bad diet, it means you can't eat neat and just work it off. That's not possible.
Right.
So the key is to not overeat, and then exercise helps manage. It helps to maintain your metabolism. It helps to, literally it's like house cleaning for the body. So that will help you maintain optimal health even when you can't give your body optimal fuel quality. So first, you still work out. That you can control. Two, you don't overeat this crap. That you can control. Three, see if you can make a relationship of some sort with the chef. Is that at all possible?
I think so.
No.
She's not around very often, but I've been making a point to say hello, and it's kind of something I was hoping to work towards. So I mean, I can try. I don't know what I'm going to get out of that, but
try and just say like, hey, could you do me a favor and just like set aside this for me or like grill a chicken.
Yeah, and then he says, no soup for you.
Not if she goes in and she's like, I'm, you know, oh my God, I just went to the doctor's office and I was just teaching Lou what I call the good lie. I was like, because I'm trying to teach her the nuance, you know, of being human now. And, you know, it's like the difference between, she's like, why do you say, you know, she'll tell me something amazing and I'm like, shut up. And she'll be like, you said never say shut up. I'm like, no. There's shut up, as in you don't get to talk. And then there's shut up, as in that's so amazing, you must be joking.
Wow.
So, like, now I'm trying to teach her, you know, the good lie. What's a good lie? What's a bad lie? I'm like, you know, your friend is walking down the aisle. She's already picked out her wedding dress. There's nothing you can do about it. She says, how do I look? What do you say? She says, amazing. I was like, does she look amazing? She's like, yes. I go, what if she doesn't look amazing? What do you say? She goes, is there anything we can do? I said, nope, the ship has sailed. She said, amazing. I was like, that's a good lie. So, you know, this would be you up and you're like, I'm so sorry. I just had my physical, my cholesterol, blah, blah, blah. And it scared the crap out of me. And is there any way you could grill my chicken on the side without the sauce? Or, you know, I'll make it up to you, you know, bring them a bottle of wine, whatever. But you know, make
some bribery. Make it good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Appeal to them.
Yeah.
You know, beg, plead, bring them a present. Make nice. See if you can get them not to put that crap on the food. You know, eat the clean 15 things that have thick skin so you're getting less pesticide residue. You know, you can pack, bars, organic nut butter packets for little snacks throughout the day. And you have the orange, not the apple, with, you know, a handful of nuts, things like that. Okay. And it's only 3 weeks, you said, right?
Well, this one's 4 weeks.
Okay.
Some of my previous jobs have been for shorter amounts of time, but this one's 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So I'm 4 weeks is a long time to try and figure out what the hell I can do.
Yeah, no, you just, honestly, it's like you won't be eating the best quality food, but if you don't eat too much of it and you see if you can still, like, okay, the sauce on the side, the dressing on the side, the grill it, don't saute it, you know, try to make friends with the chef, try to pick from the vegetables with less residue and things of that nature, and you can bring some snacks, you'll be okay.
Could she I know this sounds stupid, but could you take your meal and like rinse it? Or is it once it's cooked?
Rinse it?
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
can she rinse it?
Could she rinse the crap?
What do you expect her to do? Go to her bathroom?
Just thinking, like,
take a crap, rinse her food, go back out with a soggy chicken.
I'm just saying, if she's got a plate of vegetables that are salty, a hunk of chicken that's
but
got,
it's absorbed,
like,
it's cooked, it's in that crack. Yeah, you want it cooked out of that crap. Yeah. Jake, do you have something to say?
Oh, Jake's going to... Megan needs help. This
My stepbrother and I went to the World Series of Poker for a month 2 years ago, and we wanted to be healthy the whole time we were there and save money. So we stole the rice cooker from the house and brought it to the hotel room. We brought a bunch of rice, and we got fresh vegetables every 5 to 7 days. But why don't you bring, like, dehydrated mushrooms, which are, like, really healthy, and some sort of, like... like a jet boil. Can you bring a jet boil or something?
Dehydrated mushrooms.
No, you're not allowed to have anything like that in your room because it's a fire hazard. So the only thing I really have access to is a microwave. But
That you can make hot water in that. Anything that you could rehydrate and grains like quinoa or, I don't know, whatever healthy grains.
Don't sweat it, buddy. You can control this and it will be okay, I promise. It's just going to be a little bit of a process. And it's going to take a little bit of effort, but it's going to work itself out, I promise you.
Okay, so one more quick thing then.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I always hear you say about overtraining, so I don't want to try and overcompensate.
Yes.
So what would be your tip on that then? Like, I mean, I don't want to go in every day and be working out 2 or 3 hours a day to try and overcompensate.
No,
but...
my God, don't do more than 6 hours a week total.
Okay.
Yes. Don't do more than 6 hours a week total and you'll be fine.
Okay, I can do that. And the gym is great. That's like the saving grace. They have everything I could possibly want. So
yeah, that's...
I'm good in that respect.
Don't do that, though. Don't do hours and hours and hours.
Hey, if I was... if I just got a hunk of salty broccoli and a bad hunk of rubber chicken, I'd tell you, you know...
You'd go to the bathroom and rinse it off.
I could...
the toilet bowl or something crazy.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you so much for calling, guys.
Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Happy New Year to you.
Bye.
Bye.
I think that's so important that people have the ability to work in situations that are less than ideal and know that it's okay. It's, look, it's not perfect, but as long as you mitigate wherever you can, it'll be okay.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, and we've talked to a lot of military folk that are, you know, have gone to, like, you know, boot camps and stuff, and they just, you know, it is regimented what you get to eat.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're given what you got, and I don't know, it's tough.
Yeah. But she'll be okay, Manis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, at long last, my new app is finally available for Android, iOS, the Apple Watch. It's Jillian Michaels, that simple, and I literally will be your personal trainer. You can pick any one of the three meal plans, vegan, omnivore, paleo / gluten-free. You can create any workout you want. I designed it for you based on your needs, or you can pick from any program I've already created. There are over 550 exercises. I work with you throughout. I motivate throughout. I talk to you on form throughout the entire workout. The workouts are literally endless. You will never get bored. There are over 550 exercises. So check it out. It's $1 a week. That's it. I hope you like it. JillianMichaels.com.